But the Chachamim Moimrim, the Chachamim say, Iber es chus say no, Reuven loses out now. Reuven doesn't have a right to complain to Shimon to say the field that you bought is stolen goods. If you yourself, Reuven, signed on the shtar. Now the Chachamim say, if it was true, you Reuven, that you hold, Levi stole the field from you, you have no business signing the shtar mechira when Levi is selling it to Shimon. You have no business signing. So since you went and signed it, therefore it's like proving that it's not stolen goods, and therefore you can't complain now to say it was yours and was stolen from you. Ibadat chusoy, you lose your rights. What about also simin liyachar? Ibadat chusoy, same type of a case that Reuven Shimon now is living in a field, and Shimon wants to have the boundaries. He wants to know where his boundaries are, or else even a fakir, not even Shimon, another person is buying a field near Shimon's field. Now this new person was buying it, he wants to know exactly where the boundaries of his fields end. So he says, on the right side is Shimon's field. That's the boundaries to my field. And this guy, Reuven, now signs to that shtar. In other words, a third guy is buying a new property next to Shimon's field. Now Reuven signs that shtar to say that on the right side of your field, where does it end? Where Shimon's property starts. So since Reuven signs on that shtar that the right side belongs to Shimon, later Reuven has no right to complain to Shimon to say the field was stolen goods. Because if Reuven really felt it's stolen, you shouldn't have signed. What business do you got to sign now to say that the right side of that field belongs to Shimon? You hold it doesn't belong to Shimon. You hold it belongs to you. So you shouldn't have signed there. And there's no time to say you thought the next guy is weaker than the first guy. There's no two guys there. So in such a case, for sure, everybody else, even Admon, you lost your rights. Verses like this. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this. Loishonu ela eid. Where is the machlekes nemishin only if you were an eid? When Reuven was an eid, signed on the shtar, then the chum say, Ibres chusay. You lose your rights. You have no right to sign when Levi is selling this field if you hold it with stolen goods. Avodayin, let's say the shtar Levi Taka stole it from you, you hold. And Levi sold this field to Shimon. And two other Eidim signed on the shtar mechira. And now later they want to be Mekayim the shtar, so they go to Beis Din. And Beis Din just has to make sure the Eidim that signed were not forged. So if Reuven was a Dayan, when they went to Mekayim the shtar, then it's okay. Lo yibedes chusay, he does not use his rights, Reuven. Why? The Tani Reb Chir says like this, Eino Eidim chesum al ashtar, Elim ken karu. When an aid signs on the shtar, he has to know exactly what it says in the shtar. You're not allowed to sign on the shtar that I'm selling property if you don't know what's going on there. To be aidim in the shtar, you have to first read the shtar. So therefore, if Reuven signed on this shtar that Levi is selling the property to Shimon, Reuven has no right letter to complain and say, it's stolen goods, it's my field. Because you know what it says in the shtar. So how come you signed? You shouldn't have signed. So that's what the Chum say, you lose your rights to complain. But that's only if you were an eid. Mashenke avol dayonim, that the dayonim come to be mekayim mishtar, avol ha dayonim achoismim, afal pi shalai karu. Dayonim, when they come to make the henpig, they don't even have to read what it says mishtar. All the dayonim have to know is that the signatures are true, are not forged signatures. So it could be that this dayan, now Reuven the dayan, did not even know what it says mishtar. He did not even know that this was a shtar saying that this field was sold from Levi to Shimon. He didn't know what it says in the shtar. You don't have to. The dayanim, all they have to know is if the eidim that signed in the shtar, are they true or not? So if two other eidim come in front of Bezin and say, yes, we recognize the signatures and we know it's not forged as their signatures, they can make a henfik. But it comes out then that the dayan Reuven did not have to know what it says in the shtar. Then even according to Chumim, he does not use his rights, because he did not know what it said, he's not given up his rights. Then the Mishnah says, what about Oso Simon Liachar? Let's say if you make a third person, somebody else buys a field near Shimon's field, and you go sign on that shtar, what he wants to know his boundaries, and you sign on the shtar that on the right side of his field, where Shimon lives, that's the boundary, that's giving up your rights. Now Omer Abaye says, Loishonu El Liachar, only if you're making this simonim, these boundaries, for a third party, for somebody else. Then we say, what right did you have to do it? You're for sure giving up your rights. Ah, voliatsmoi. But let's say it's a question of for you yourself. you want to have the, you have a field there next to Shimon, and you want to say where your boundaries are, lo yibedes chusay. There we say you don't lose your rights. The Yoma, because he says like this, either lo yavdi lihochi, if I don't do, make these, if I don't make the boundaries, lo yavdi mazman lo nalei, this Shimon will not buy the fields. In other words, I want to make sure Shimon buys the fields in order to take it away from Levi, that Levi is too hot for me. I want to make sure Shimon is going to buy the field. So therefore, if the boundary is by me, that I'm signing to say that Shimon's fields, you know where the boundaries are. On the right side of it, it belongs to Reuven. That's okay, because since you're saying for your own sake, you're allowed to do that because you want to make sure the Mechira takes place. Ma'i yisloch l'meimer. What could have you said? What should have been done, really? Really, in a case like this, where you know something's fishy going on, and you're only doing it because you're forced to, really what you should have done is, before you signed, you should have went over to 2 Adim and tell them what's going on. Really, I hold this field of stolen goods that belongs to me. How come I'm signing on the shtar that the boundaries belong to Shimon? It's only because I want to get it away from Levi. But really, before you did this, you should have told, like 2 Adim, you should have made him my door. So now he has a reason why he didn't do it. He has a right to say no. You know why I didn't do it? Because chavra chavrislei. One friend has another friend. The chavra chavrislei. And the third friend has a fourth friend. In other words, if I'm going to tell 2 people what's going on, they're eventually going to tell over and I'll get back to Levi or I'll get back to Shimon that this is stolen goods and Shimon won't want to buy it. So that's why Reuven didn't tell anybody. He was afraid. Reuven was very scared. He wanted to make sure that this gun of Levi sells the property. Because when Levi has it, he's too strong for me to start up with him. So he wants to make sure somebody else buys the property. So he doesn't want Shimon to be stared. So therefore he's afraid to tell anybody his tightness. So first he makes sure that Shimon buys it. And after Shimon buys it, then he has a right to come and complain and say, really it was stolen goods, and I want to get it back from you, Shimon. Then Shimon will have to go back to the Ganef and get his money back from Levi. Nelimar says, Hahu, there was a case, the also Simon Liyacher. He made a Simon, he signed on a shtar that the boundaries of somebody else's field is the Shimon's field. An error. And then he came to complain and say, you should know, the field belongs to me, it's stolen goods. So the Chur, the Braisa says, the Chur before, the Mishnah says, in such a case, he has no right to complain. He like gave up his rights. But Akopon, what happened was the Shochav. Then the guy died. And the Yukim Apatrupa. And they appointed an Apatrupa to take over the property. So now the case is, also Apatrupa, the Kaime de Abaya. The Apatrupa, now the guardian, came in front of Abaya and said, listen, that the guy that died complained before he died that really this field Shimon has is stolen goods. He signed on the field that was the boundary. So what? He still complained that it was stolen and belonged to him. So this Abaye said to him, listen, so similarly achar, what this person did was, he signed the shtar that the boundaries is Shimon's field for somebody else. And the Mishnah says in such a case, he had no right to do it. And therefore, Ibn Esachusay, he loses his rights. So therefore, you're coming in the place of that mace, you have no right to get the field back. Because that person, when he was alive, he ruined it for himself. He went ahead and signed on another shtar that the boundaries of the third field is this field belonging to Shimon. So you're admitting that the field belongs to Shimon. You have no right to do it. So therefore, you lose your rights. On this, the God, the Apotropos answered back. Omer, he said like this, the Apotropos. He was a smart guy. And he said, if this person, the father of the Yisayimim, would have been alive, this person that died, if he would have been alive, he could have said like this. He could have complained like this. The Yomer said like this. That I wrote up on a shtar, that this field of Shimon's field is the boundary, so you're telling me like I'm admitting the field belongs to Shimon, all by boundaries mean is, the Yomer, tell a mechor a sislecha. I only admitted that one row, the last row next to this third person's field, that row of land like belongs to Shimon. That's all. But the rest of the field, I never admitted belonged to Shimon. When I make like the boundaries, by saying, like, this is the field you buy. So you want to know now, what's the boundary right next to that field? So I say it's Shimon's field. I have a right to say, when I said the field next to you on the right to Shimon, I didn't mean to say the whole field here, that 100 acres, belong to Shimon. I only meant to say that first strip of land right outside your field belongs to Shimon. So all I'm admitting is that one strip of land belongs to Shimon. One strip, tell him Echad. But the rest of the field I never agreed to. So Abaye said, if so, Omalei, Abaye said back, Shapa Kamrit, you're saying very good, you're right. The Yom Reb Yechon, Yechon said, Imtoyin, in this case, a person signed on the shtar to make the boundaries of somebody else. But he says later, that that I signed, the Yom, and he says like this, Tel Amechad Asislecho, all I meant to admit is that the first row of land next to your property is the boundaries. That's all I meant to say. Is Neman, you have a right to say that. And therefore, the rest of the property, you have a right to argue and say it was stolen from you. It's yours. Just this one row belongs to Shimon. So if so, Abaye says, but I call upon him to the apotropos like, Zil Havle Miyos Telem Echad. But I call upon him the one row, you do have to give back to this person. He has the right to keep one row of land. Now the case was Hevi Olo Richbo Dedikli. That one row had very, very expensive things. There was a whole row of young palm trees on it. It was an expensive row of land. It wasn't an empty row of land. It was full of palm trees, sprouts of palm trees, young palms. So Amalei, Sapadrapa said like this now, he have Yavon the Yasmi Kaim, you should know. If the father of the Yasmi would have been alive, have Itoini could have said like this for Yomar, Chorzarti, I returned it to you. For the Kachtimi men, when I bought it back from you right now, in other words, I agree, Taka, that I once sold it to you. But I say now, I bought it back from you. And I want to keep even this strip of land. Omalei, Shapa Kamrits, Abaye said to the Apotropos, you're saying very good right now. The Yom Rav Yechon, Yechon says, Im Toyin V'Yom, if this Reuven would say like this, even though I admit that one strip of land belonged to Shimon, but I say, Chosati, V'lokatim Menu, I went and bought it back from you, like it belongs to me, Nemon, he's Nemon to say. So Chura, the Apotropos was very smart, and was able to keep all the land for the assignment. Some Rabbi Abaye said, Haiman de Mukam Apotropos. Whoever appoints a guardian, an apotropos, over the fields is Nukim Kihai. You should try and appoint a very smart guy like him. To Yoda Lafuchi Beschusa de Yasmi. He knows how to complain a lot of things to get good things for the assignment. So Kitsa, this apotropos, one out, was able to keep the whole field. Let's just see the next Mishnah. Mi Sholachon Dinasayam. Person owns the field. And he goes away for a while, he goes away for a year's time. And when he comes back, the four people around him, he forgot on which side he had it right to walk into his field. Like he owns the middle field, and all four sides of it, the fields belong to somebody else. So obviously he once upon a time has the right to go through one of those fields to get into his field. There had to be some route to get in there. And he doesn't know which one, he forgot which one is his. So Admin says, Yelech Lo B'Ktzara. He has the right to Manushach, one of the lands, one of the roads in there belongs to him. So he has the right to get the shortest road. The shortest road comes to him. The Chacham Marim and Chacham say, no, nothing doing. Either Yikta Lo Derech, all of them could push him away, and either he has to buy off them now the rights, the property to make a road to go through, the Mayimon, like pay $100 for it, or Yifrach B'Aver, or else you have no rights. So you all have a right to throw you away. If you want to get into your field, you have to get yourself a helicopter every time and fly in there. But since the people on all four sides own their property and they're saying, your road to get through is not on my property, I don't know what you're talking about. I have this field, it's not yours. Chacham say he's right. All right, so we'll see him tomorrow night and we'll see him in the Gemara what the machlokes is. All right, we'll stop here.